And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for Abner Ramaz Shiyichu. And Ishmael's mom is Esther Aslap Shmuel. Schus. Raschanabas Gemma Sathachanabas Meir Zev. And we're going to be continuing our series of Shi'ulim. Betoyas Maran Rav Chalap. Zecher Tzadik Ekadosh Lebracha. Alenyanet Shuva. כותב הרב, והנה בעצם עניין התשובה, אנו מוצאים פליאה על גבי פליאה. In a matter of תשובה, we find a wonder on top of a wonder. עצם הדבר שתשובה מועילה לכפר ולהעמיד את החוטא במעמד שלפני החטא הוא פליאה. שהרי בבן נוח אינו מועיל תשובה. The very fact that תשובה is effective to atone for a person and to make the sinner in the same status as he was before the sin is a wonder. Because b'bnei noyach, when it comes to Noahides, tshuva is not effective to do that. It's a big discussion how tshuva works for b'nei noyach, but not to make them as they were before the sin. Rei tanchuma, hazinu siman dalid, aval pliya yoter gdola mizo, an even greater wonder, מה שהתשובה היא מצווה אחת מהמצוות. וכן אומר הכתוב, כי המצווה הזאת לא נפלאתי ממך. הוא מפרש הרמב"ן שמתייחס למצוות תשובה. וכשהיא מצווה יקבלו עליה שכר כקבלת שכר שעל כל המצוות. ולא עוד אלא שתים עושים תשובה מאהבה, זדונות נעשו לו כזכויות. So this is a mitzvah. Not only is it a wonder that you can be in the same place where you were before the sin, but that it should be a mitzvah. And then you get schar for it, like you get schar for all mitzvahs. And if you do tshuva me'ava, your zdoinus becomes schuyos. Ulam ha'inyan hu, v'hine yadua ki yashnan shtei hanagot. It's well known that there are two hanhagas. Yesh hanagat ha'teva, v'yesh hanagat ha'pli'a. Hanagat ha'teva, hanagat ha'oveh. When it talks about hanhagas ha'teva, nature, that's the present. Hanhagas ha'pli'a, is the future. How does that work? Everything that's found in creation, we see that one thing is mechayev, its friend. A father is molid sons. The earth is motzia peres. Vein davar nimtza, shlo yeh davar kodem lo shechiva oto. In nature, one thing is mechayev its friend. So you have a father, creates children. Earth creates fruits. Something is always created by something that preceded it. And therefore, all of the days of years of nature are present. They're considered the present because they are one big thread going through all of them. Thus, the Hanhaga of Teva hides the glory of God's holy name. Because since we're living in a world where one thing is engendered by something else, it's hard to see a absolute reason, Siva Muchletes, Shehakol Mimenu Ne'etzar Nevra Notzar V'Na'asah V'Ein Kodem La, to find something that's the source of everything. It's very hard for people to imagine that nothing preceded. In other words, we see everything in the world as cause and effect. So the question is, those who created God? That's what people ask. Because we're used to a world where it's one thing engenders another. So to cease to have a concept that's it's the first is hard for us because we're not used to such a thing. And because of that, you are not allowed to pronounce God's name with the letters Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey. We don't pronounce that. Because in nature, we have no recognition of Hashem, of the Mahave. Yudke Vavke is the Mahave, the one who made it all. We only understand the Hove. We see the present, we see what is. We don't see the Mahave. Just merachok, anu mikirim, ki hakol me'eta mehave baruch hu. ולפי שהוא נעלם, אין לנו כוח להגות שמו באותיותיו. Since God is hidden, we have no power, no right, to pronounce his name with the letters as it's written, except in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kohen Gadol. There the recognition is elevated and exalted, and there God's name can be pronounced. אבל בהנהגת הפליאה אין דבר מחייב חברו. In the world of פליאה, one thing is not מחייב its friend. And every פליאה is מחודשת. Every פליאה, every wonder is new. And that's how we recognize the חידוש העולם. Because the world, it wasn't one thing was mechayev the world. Within the world, you have parents as a child. Fruits come from a tree. But the world came from nothing. That's hanagat ha'pliyah, she'ein davar mechayev chavero. And because of this, mitzad hanagat ha'teva ha'oveh, amat ha'mida she'modedim ba, v'shoklim ba'at adam ve'havaya, ולפי העבר כפי מעשים וזכויותיו, וכתרחתו מערב שבת, כן אכילתו בשבת. And because of this, מצד ההנהגה of nature, the way God controls nature in the present, the measurement that we measure and we weigh people and existence is based on the past, deeds, merits, and to the extent that one toils on Erev Shabbat, so too man eats on Shabbat. V'lokein hanagat ha'pliya she'ne'erechet dafka l'fi ha'atid. Not like that is the pliya that is made, assessed according to the future. Ba'otziyacha ta'am mitzrayim ta'avduna ta'alokim al ha'ar hazeh. Shebizchut zeh she'atidim lekabel et ha'torah achar kach, yutzu mimitzrayim. So because we're going to receive the Torah later, we're going to leave Mitzrayim now. Because when it comes to plios, when it comes to wonders, when it comes to miracles, things are revealed based on the future. So when it comes to nature, it's based on the past, your past deeds. You toil on Erev Shabbos, you eat on Shabbos. What is Erev 3a? When it comes to Anhagas HaPliya, when it comes to the wonders, that is assessed based on the future. When God takes you out of Egypt, you're going to serve God on this mountain. In the Schus, that in the future you're going to be Makabel Torah. Because of that, now you are going to be released from Egypt. Because the wonders are mizgale ve'erech ve'asid lava. The wonders are revealed based on the future. That's part of the wonders. The present, the nature is based on the present, meaning the present is based on the past, your past deeds. And the hanagas ha'pliya is the present is based on future deeds. And that's the yisod of the Shem Ekiek, Aleph, and then a Hey, and then a Yud, and then a Hey. That the Anhaga is Lefi Ha'atid, uv'Shem Zeh, Yatzanu, Mimitzrayim. Mitzad Hashem Hazeh, Mamshichim, Et HaHanaga, HaPil'it. So that's the yisod of the Shem Havaya, that the Anhaga is going to be based on the future. And with this name, we left Egypt. And because of that, Ekiak, Aleph and then a Hey and then a Yud and then a Hey, Lefi HaAsir. And this is the name with which we left Egypt. And mitzad this name, we are Mamshich, the Hanhaga HaPil'it. V'zeu bi'ur ha'anagot ha'yidu'ot. So that's the explanation of the Hanhagas HaYiduos, Teva and Pliya. Teva based on the past, Pliya based on the future. Ekiak, I will be, Lefi HaAsid, beautiful. And that's the name with which you left Egypt, because that's based on the Asid on Matan Torah. However, there's a Hanhaga that is higher. And the truth is, the name Hanhaga does not encompass this sublime value. And that value, that sublime value, is unknown. And that is the value of the past before the creation. Erech ha'avar shelefnei hitcholelut ha'havaya. Dinei yesh da'at elyon v'da'at mitpashet. Da'at elyon she'al ha'havaya v'da'at mitpashet mitoch ha'havaya. There's a das elyon, a higher das above existence, and then there's a das that expands from existence. Hadat mitpashet kishehu mekushar umuvutalim beklapei hadat elyon huolech nechocho b'meisharim avar minyaz shenetorer ratzon ותחס ביותר עם הדעת המתפשט, ודימו על זה לתפקידה של ההוויה שצריכה לנצור אושרה בעצמה, באו כל האסונות השונים, שמהם שבירת העולמות והמיטה והאבדון, ובאמת תכלית העולמים היא לדעת ולהכיר, כי ככל שיבטלו עצמם לדעת עליון, כתרה של החוכמה, תסיר יותר גם הדעת המתפשט, ויוכתרו כל העולמים בכתר שם השם ועוזו, וכדאי היו כל השבירות למען עמוד על אמת זה, כי עוד יותר מהנאה לאכול מדילי, ולא ליהנות מן העמד כיסופה, שלשם זה נוצרו כל הבחינות השונות של טוב ורע, שיהיה לאדם כוח בחירה לבחור בטוב, אז תגיע לו שכרו משלם, מצד בחירתו. So, the das hamispashet, when it's connected to and nullified to das elyon, it goes straight. However, if people want to relate to Das HaMispashet, and they think that's the purpose of creation, the Das that comes from within creation, and creation has to find its satisfaction within itself, from that came all of the disasters, including the destruction of the Olam HaSalyonim, death, loss. That's when we try to find everything in this world. Because the truth is that the purpose of all the worlds is to know and to recognize, because that the more they nullify themselves to the Das Elyon, to the crown of wisdom, this is all Kabbalah, we're just using words that we might understand. The more the worlds are nullifying themselves to the Das Elyon, to the crown of Chachma, the more the Das HaMispashet will shine, and all of the worlds will be crowned with the crown of God and His strength. And it was worth it to have all the Shviros, all of the breakings, in order to know this truth. Because more than the Hana of eating of our own, Lecho medilei, and not to be nene, from Nahama de Kisufa, because that's why we have Tov and Ra in this world, so we aren't embarrassed at the end of days, and we get to choose good. Hine od yoter mize, yehanu be'en aroch, ki gadol v'nefla hu ha'oneg, כשיודעים ומכירים כי הכל תלוי אך ברצונו, וכי אנו מצידנו אין בנו שום כוח אף של בחירה. Even greater than that is the hana that we know and understand that it's all tolu in Ratzon Hashem, and we have no koach, even bechira. And that is all of the essence of our bechira, to choose His will more than our will. In other words, we have the koach of nama dekisufa, that we don't want it to be embarrassed. So we have tov and ra, that we choose good. But even greater than that is going to a place where there's no bechira at all. V'zeo raz chazarat olamim l'lefnei hitcho levutam. Hanishamdu alato matzav shel lefnei bechira. That is the secret of the world's returning to the time before their creation, that they should be in a matzav of pre-bechira. The only bocher is Hashem, and His Bechira is beloved. And that's the yesod of tshuva, to return to Hashem, to the state before the creation of the world. Because originally, all that existed was God. And at the end of days it says, V'nisgav Hashem levado v'yomahu. To that point that all that really exists is the will of God. That's a greater hana. התורה היא באמת כולה מיסוד העבר הנורא על זה. כוח הציווי שבתורה מתפשט לכל הנמצא בהוויה, הוא מיסוד הכתר העליון החובק בזרועו, כל הרום וכל המתחת, המעלה והמטה, עומק והרוחב. כי כל הרעיון למצוא העושר העצמי ולהרים על נס את ההתעסקות בדעת המתפשט יותר מהתקללות בדעת העליון, מתבטא במה שחושבים שגדול אינו מצווה יותר מהמצווה ועושה, ונותנים כל הערך להרגשות העצמיים וההשגות העצמיות. ואומנם מכאן כל האסונות הרוחניים והחומריים, ובעיקר מה שקורטים עצמם מהכתר העליון, ומתוך זה מתרוקן כוח החיים המחיי החיים ברוך הוא, ומביאים שבירה ומיתה. מכוח הציווי, in the Torah, that spreads to everything in creation, is from the secret of the divine crown that encompasses all of what is high and what is low, above and below, deep and wide. Because the whole idea of finding happiness in this world and to put up on a mast the involvement in Das HaMispashe, Das that comes from this world, more than Iskalus B'Das Elyon, more than being included in the divine knowledge, is expressed in the fact that people think that it's better to be Eino Mitzuve V'Oise, better not to be commanded into do than to be commanded into do. And they put all of the values of their personal feelings and their personal feelings and their own hasagas. In other words, they think that it's about how they feel and not God, the way Hashem, what Hashem wants. And from this come all of the spiritual and material, physical tragedies, primarily in that they are cutting themselves off from the divine crown. And through this is emptied the power of life that God put into this world. And this brings to breaking and to death. And therefore, the whole Torah which is commanding, heals and brings blessing to all of creation, improves it, and establishes it. And the Das HaMispashet Ba, the knowledge that comes from this world, So this Das Mispashet is not a chatzitza, an interposition, and does not block the standing of the world. In other words, doesn't block us from getting to the place of the world before creation. God said, and the world became. And all of existence through the Torah becomes one long commandment, because there's nothing in the world where Dine Torah doesn't have something to say about. And therefore, all of the concepts that are not taken, me'otzar tzinuya tzivui u'tzinor ha'Torah, afilu hem nizgavim u'muflaim, if they're amazing things, but they're not taken from Torah, even if it's Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, in the end it's going to stumble, because it has to be connected to the highest level, and that's the Torah. That was the meat of Moshe. V'yaster Moshe panav ki yarei mihabit ele Elokim. Lo chafetz v'lo ratza. He didn't want any milus without a tzivui. Just to look at God's face, he didn't want that. He wanted tzivuyim. When he wasn't commanded to look, he didn't look. And that's what it says in the book of Numbers 12:7. V'chol beiti ne'amanu, Moshe Rabbeinu is, in all of my house, he's the most faithful. Because p'tuchim lefanav kol ha'otzarot. Everything is open before me. He doesn't look without being commanded. Because anything that's not commanded doesn't come from the pipeline of Torah. V'zen avin ma'amar nifla. Midem miken farshtein ha'gevaldika ma'imer. B'menachot 29b. אמר רב יהודה אמר רב, בשעה שעלה משה למרום, מצאו להקדוש ברוך הוא שיושב וקושר כתרים לאותיות. אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם, מי מעכב על ידך? אמר לו, אחד יש שעתיד להיות בסוף כמה דורות, ועקיבא בן יוסף שמו, שעתיד לדרוש על כל קוץ וקוץ, תילין תילין של הלכות. אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם, הראהו לי. אמר לה, חזור לאחוריך. הלך וישב בסוף שמונה שורות, ולא ידע מה הן אומרים. תשש כוחו. כיוון שהגיע לדבר אחד, אמרו לו תלמידיו, רבי, מניין לך? אמר להם, הלכה למשה מסיני, ונתיישבה דעתו. Amazing Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the heavens, finds Hashem tying crowns to the letters. He says, God, who's stopping you from giving the letters? He said, there's somebody who's stopping you from giving the Torah, that you have to tie the crowns to the letters. He said, there's somebody who's going to be the end of a number of generations. His name is Akiva ben Yosef. And he's going to darshan on each of these kotzim, and each of these thorns, each of these lines, low mounds and mounds of halachas. So he said, Rabbanu Shalom, I want to see him. He said, let's go back. He went to the eighth row and he didn't know what they were saying, so he got weak. He felt bad. And then, so Rabbi Akiva said something, and they said, Rebbe, from Vanin Vaistis, where do you know this from? And Rabbi Akiva said, it's Halacha Moshe Misina. I said, Moshe Rabbeinu felt better. But originally, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what they were saying. He felt badly. What's Pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what they were saying. So the Pshat is that Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim. And Chazal tells us he used to be an Am Haaretz. And Rabbi Akiva says when he was an Am Haaretz, he said, who will give me a Talmud Chacham? V'anashchenu kachamor. I will bite him like a donkey. So it would appear that Am Haaretz is not just an ignorant person, but rather it's more broad. Like it says, if a person was kara v'shimesh l'shimesh t'milchom, reza Am Haaretz. He reads Mikra, he reads Mishnah, but he doesn't serve t'milchom, he's an Am Haaretz. Rashi, shelo yishimesh t'milchom liyashiv ha-mishnayas ha-seisles. V'chein erad yikara amaratzus shel Rabbi Akiva mikol, so what's pshatet? He didn't serve Tamil Chomim, he didn't do Shimush by Tamil Chomim to be Miyashev contradictory Mishnayis. So that's what it means. If a person doesn't do this, he's an Am Haaretz. So it would appear that the Ikar Am Haaretzus of Rabbi Akiva was that he preferred the Musagim Atzmiim, his own personal conceptions, over the conceptions that are learned from the Torah. And that's the content of an Am Haaretz. In other words, he's not coming from the Torah. And that's in contrast to a Talmud Chacham, who says everything has to come from the Torah. And Rabbi Akiva was so stark in his Havana that he said, Mi yitain li Talmud Chacham v'anashchenu kachamor. Who will give me a Talmud Chacham? And I'll bite him like a donkey. He didn't like those Talmud Chachamim, getting everything from the Torah. He wanted things to be b'musag atzmi. V'amal kachamor. So, just like a chamor is a behemoth mea, and it's kulo chamri. However, sometimes kedusha comes out of it. That's the petra chamor. It's kadosh. So, Rabbi Akiva, he was a chamor, but from him came a Talmud Chacham. And at first he wanted to bite like a chamor. Then from him became a Talmud Chacham. And he understood that everything comes from the Torah. And just like there are nefashas like this that come from the Umos, Sakas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shepizim Rabbein Umos, Kedishisas V'Alem Gerim, Chazal tell us that God spread us around the nations so that Gerim will be added on. So that these erring souls should return back to their source. V'Makelos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Makol Yisrael. So to their musagim that originally come from the Torah, but they were cast aside, and they have to be restored to the Torah, to Moshe Mitzvah Saras, the avoid of Rabbi Akiva. Just like he was Rosh HaGerim, because all Gerim follow after Rabbi Akiva, Shenechnesu Tachas Kamfei Hashchina, V'nizdag V'Yisrael Am Kodshoi, Keni HaTafkido L'Hashiv L'Achim S'Bubur Torah V'Yisrael Kol Mitzvah Moshe Torah, just like it was to bring Gerim back, all the Gerim are under his wing, so too he has to bring all the musagim that went off the derech of the Torah, that used to be in Torah, went out, he has to bring them back in. And therefore, first he was in Am Haaretz. He absorbed those Torah concepts that veered from the path of Torah and went outside. And then when he became a Talmud Chacham, he brought them back. And that's what it means, B'sha'a she'alam Moshe l'marom, M'tzo'a l'akadosh baruch hu, she'yoshev v'kosher k'tavim l'otiyot. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens, he found God, who was tying crowns to the letters. And he said, Rabbeinu she'alam, im akiv ayotcha. Who's stopping you? Ki hu chashav she'elu ha'k'tavim ha'im l'mala me'asagat shum adam. Because he thought that these crowns were above the saga of man. Who's making you make all these crowns? You should write more. Nobody understands them anyway. These are crowns. They're above the Torah. Who understands them anyway? Nobody. So why don't you just give us the Torah? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem. So Hashem says back, no. There's somebody who's going to be B'Soif Kama Dairos, and he's called Akiva ben Yosef. And he's going to darshan al kol kotz v'kotz tilin tilin shel halachot. He's going to darshan mounds and mounds of halachas. And he's going to be megala more than what's written in the Torah. And therefore I'm kosher k'sarim la'isiyos l'ramez al kol ma shechu yidrosh. Uvikesh yareu lo. So he's going to darshan even more than what's written in the Torah. And therefore I'm being kosher k'sarim la'isiyos l'ramez to his droshes. So the Gemara says weiter, Hareuli, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chvil Zain, I want to see this man. I want to see what this is all about. So he went, he sat at the end of the eighth row. Because eight is more than the number of the Havayos HaLamos. The world is seven. The Torah, in which Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Istakel bo Raiso bo Alma Mispara Sheva. It says in the Gemara and Shabbos that Parashat Yitzharon is its own parasha. So it turns out then that Dvarim is really three. That Bamidbar, so there was three, so you have Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikras 3, and Bamidbar 3, at 6, and Dvarim is 1, at 7. So Torah is 7. And Rabbi Akiva, because if it's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo, then it splits it up into 2, and it's its own Sefer. And Rabbi Akiva Shaitat Tum Dato, his purpose was to gather in all of the scattered ideas that came from the Torah. He had 8 lines. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu sat in the last line, in the 8th line, in the 8th row. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand what they were saying. In other words, since he heard the Musagim were not from the Torah, he didn't want to know what they were talking about. He didn't want to look at God without being commanded. He didn't want to learn these musagim that are from outside the Torah. V'tashash koichoi. Shkenim zeh she'atid l'dosh tilim tilim shel halachot. If the person who in the future is going to darish in mounds and mounds of halachas takes concepts from outside the Torah, we're going to lose the Torah. There's no Torah, we have nothing. So when he hears the Talmidim saying, Rabbi, where do you know this from? They were saying it has to come from Torah. Where do you get this from? You can't make it up. And Rabbi Akiva says, Halacha l'Moshe miSinai. So, then Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it's really all coming from Torah. And Rabbi Akiva is just bringing it back into Torah's Moshe. It was out and it came back in. So what he was talking about was just, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's outside stuff. Yeah, well, it went out, but he's bringing it back. And then Moshe would recognize it in its original form. Okay, we still have a sach v'tzeredin. So, it's a shem. Hopefully in the next year we'll continue and we'll see more and more in flows. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.